give us an update, I guess, on Toby Enstrom, first of all, coming into the playoffs?
Yeah, I don't think I have him in game one. I want to give him as much time as we can to get right. He's not far off, but he won't go.
Is everybody else good to go?
Matt Hendricks would be the other guy that's not. We think everybody else is ready to roll.
What's day one like as you get ready for Wednesday?
Today. Are we speaking about today?
Yeah.
Talk about a piece of our game, piece of their game, and then no different than any other day, right? We have a routine that we follow here, and it's real important that we do that. So it was lots of energy, lots of excitement, short practice, but it was good.
One of the guys said that might be the hardest practice in the playoffs.
These will get shorter and shorter. I mean, it was under 40 minutes. They had lots of energy and jump today, lots of enthusiasm, so we wanted to keep it to a manageable amount of time, but they had lots of jump. Yeah, we will get to the point. There'll be very few.
Paul, has Toby been on the ice at all?
No, he has not.
Well, how different does it feel going into these playoffs as opposed to what it was in 2015?
Well, it was a hard grinder, right? That one, we had one game that didn't matter with us in Calgary, and we were real happy it didn't matter because it came close to being really important, and then away you go. It's just different. This is a different team playing a different team. We've got all the experiences from the year are different, so completely different mood.
The factor, I mean, some of you guys have played on big stages before, it's not this level. I mean, is that a factor at all?
All of them. World championships, World Cups, league championships where they've played everybody. By the time they get to the National Hockey League, they've all played in front of full, loud buildings, so they're used to that. Nope.
Paul, so there's going to be a lot of buzz and excitement around the city. Do you want your players to get wrapped up in that or use that as motivation, or do you say...
Or enjoy it, right? Yeah. We work real hard to get to a place of where there's mounting pressure and mounting enthusiasm, and then we want to keep working to get to more and more and more. So you have to be a part of it. You have to enjoy it, for sure. Simple, though. Handle your day, right? That's what we're here to do. So today we had a defined... goal, and we got through it, and we'll move on to the next. So you'd like a certain amount of calm, but we're not going to shield it from them here. Our building, our crowd has a really big piece of us having the year we had at home. So we like playing here, and we're excited about that. So I don't shield them from that pressure. We want to embrace it, enjoy it, and thrive in it. Well, he's been so darn good all year, we expect that he'll continue to do that. The playoffs may be a different animal, but the game is the same, right? Pucks are going to get shot, and he's going to stop them. And, I think he's having that kind of even-keeled demeanor while also being a really competitive fella. Those guys usually thrive, yeah.
Space will be at a premium for them, more so maybe than the regular season. What's the challenge for them to kind of get those openings?
It's the same, just faster, right? The game really doesn't change that much. It actually becomes a more simply played game. Take the shots that are there. I got no concern with those guys trying to do more to get shots. But we've played very well this year in the grinding games, where there wasn't a lot of room and it wasn't easy to move the puck. You get to playoffs and it all looks like that. So they have some experience in terms of the style of game that we played.
I know you're focused on Minnesota coming up, but either after the game against Chicago or yesterday, did you allow yourself to reflect back on how successful that regular season was to be one of the top two teams in the league point-wise?
No, really, no. So we looked at the things that we're good at. We looked at the things that Minnesota's good at. We factored those two and put a plan and just moved on.
This Wild team obviously looks different, especially with no Suter in the lineup, but since you saw them last January.
Oh, it's been so long. In the first part of the year, they had a bunch of guys out of their lineup, and when you watch the last time that we played them, we've got a bunch of guys out of our lineup. We both kind of met during the year in different stages of injuries, so it in terms of everybody being healthy and ready to go, it's going to look a lot different.
Paul, they're pretty good at protecting the middle of the ice. How do you get there?
Maybe you don't, right? So if they're all in the middle of the ice, you don't need to be. The how you get pucks to the net against this team, the shots that you decide to take, they're a good defensive hockey club for sure, and we are as well. I protect the middle of the ice pretty well, so you're just not getting there easily. You certainly don't want to force things in that aren't there because they have so many bodies there. We skate well, we'll have to use the ice around them.
Do we expect a bit of offense from the blue line maybe as a result of that?
For both teams.
Coaches are notorious.
I'm sorry?
Is Hendricks an option for the series at all?
Possibly toward the end, yeah.
And do you expect to have Toby for game two? Or you?
Well, we'll just wait and see on it.
The coaches are notorious worriers. What are you worried about in these next couple of days?
Just you guys. You know what? You're right. You have to, right? You're constantly looking for their strengths, their weaknesses, those kind of things. But part of the mandate here of handling your day is for the coaches as well, right? Just do your job today and move on to the next. So relaxed is the right word in a coach's in the way a coach lives. But I'm looking forward to it. This. For me, the playoffs is your Christmas, right? This is exciting every day to get to the rink. You're not worried about making long-term points with guys, grinding guys. They'll bring lots of enthusiasm and energy, so you're just trying to point it and focus it in the right direction. This is our fun time of the year.
Did the fact that you clinched the playoffs with a couple weeks to go and were a little more relaxed in the last couple weeks give you a chance to focus more in the playoff intensity?
No, what it did was it let us take some hard miles off players. So some of the guys like Wheeler's minutes and those came down a little bit. So we had the opportunity to kind of run the whole bench. Those games, I think that 2 weeks prior to the end of the season, the games that we were in at home off that six-game road trip were really important for us. They were hard, heavy games. The last four are different than we're going to see in the playoffs, but most of the teams like us that had locked it up kind of went through the exact same thing.
Will you rely more on Blake, what you've said about him driving the bus?
I want Blake to be the exact same guy he was all year, right? So playoff intensity is different. Everything amps up. But we played as hard or harder as any other team during the regular season, so it's the same for us, the same for them. Blake will do his job, play his game. He's going to play as hard as he can. You get extra. It's that extra kind of motivation, adrenaline push comes to you. You don't have to go out and find it. So both teams will be far more jacked up at the start. They'll all play the exact same game they're trying to play. In terms of relying on them more, I don't know how that's possible.
Paul, you say you don't really have to guard against the excitement and that sort of stuff. You kind of want guys to embrace that sort of thing. But do you have to guard against guys trying to do more than they normally would to try and?
No more than any other team in the league, right? That's playoff hockey. It almost gets down to the simplest form of the game, and it's just hard and as fast as you can possibly do it. We'll watch for that. Every team will have its moments where they're trying to do too much. Pittsburgh last year, what was it, 36 minutes without a shot on goal, couldn't get across. There were some pretty good players there, lots of experience on that team. So it comes into your game and it goes from your game, and you want to try to limit the amount of time where you're forcing things.
So how do you think you guys match up with Minnesota? Because you didn't want to talk about that after this game.
I just didn't want to talk about it with you guys. Don't take that personally. I mean, we'll talk about it in the locker room. Two of the best home teams in the NHL. It's going to be a good series.
Speed versus speed, or is it more dude?
Oh, they're going to play real fast. Right, especially if you watch the last block of games they had, they got dialed into a pretty simple game, straightforward speed. I don't think that it's apparent in any one game. Maybe you look back over a course of series of what the strengths of the team were. It's going to be real fast. Everybody's finishing checks. Everybody's blocking shots. They're going to take first option shots to the net, both teams, pucks to the net. It gets boiled down again to the simplest game.
Well, given the injuries that you've had and now with Toby not being able to go in game one, how valuable is the acquisition of Joe Morrow been?
Right from the time Joe came in, because I think he's missed one game, right? Brought in some ways as an extra defenseman, a depth is a better word, and played every game. And that's true of all of these teams are going to suffer injuries in the first game, and these players coming in are going to play really important minutes.
Thank you.